verse 13, the la to a lan, so the at the start of a word, as we've seen already in the shavok, which means and forgive. La means not or no, therefore the la means and not. Ta a lan means we will enter, so the n at the end of a word again means us, so the la ta a lan, and we will not enter, or let us not enter. Le nesyuna, so nesyuna is trial or temptation or testing, it's all the same word in Aramaic, whereas temptation and testing is maybe different in English, in Aramaic it's the same word. Vela ta'alan, and we will not enter, or let us not enter, le nesyuna, to or into testing or trial or temptation. Ella, but rather, patsan means save us, and again the n at the end of a word means us, patsan, save us. Men means from, bisha, evil. Ella patsan men bisha, but rather save us or deliver us from evil. You don't want to enter into temptation and then be really strong and try and fight it out. You just don't want to even be tempted, don't want to put yourself in a position in trial in life where you might stumble against God. Vela ta'alan l'nisyona, metul, because, de, because that, metul de dilach, that means yours, because that yours, he is malkuta, the kingdom. And we've seen malkuta before in the first verse when it says, tithe malkutach, let thy kingdom come, metul de dilechi, because thy kingdom is yours, v'chayla, so v at the start of a word means and, as we saw, v'chayla and power, v again at the start of a word means and, teshbuchta glory, le'alam almin, forever and ever. And it's pointing forward to that time when God's kingdom will be set up and to him will be the power, all things put under Christ and the kingdom delivered unto God. And God will have power and dominion and glory forever and ever. Amen.